today's Three's a Charm with your lovely hostesses with the mostesses. So we got Michelle.
Hey, guys.
Melody.
Hello.
Yay.
Yay.
And Susan.
Yay.
Yay, Susan.
I'm hoping that we'll be able to take this caller who's been waiting for about 15 minutes now, but we want to, like, start out with our introductions and a little chatting beforehand, and then we'll go on to doing some readings. How does that sound?
Works for me.
Great.
Whoopee.
Okay. So, Melody, since you, let's have you go first. I always go in alphabetical order. One day I'll just give us numbers and we'll
thing one and thing two. Okay, my name is Melody Luna. I am a psychic medium as well as a card reader, Reiki master, dream interpreter, and now I can add writer to my list because my ebook is out now. So,
oh,
yay!
Awesome.
Very
so
exciting.
You know, a quick spiel.
Yeah, what's your ebook about?
It's about empaths, and it's a guide to the empath journey and tips and tricks of being an empath, what an empath's all about. It's a quick 50-page PDF guide. I was going to put it on Amazon, but our compatibility software, I guess you would call it, is off, so I just ended up self-publishing it myself and charge it through PayPal. So it's an instant link download. So once you pay for it, you will be given the link to the PDF file where you can read it.
Oh, nice. So we can get it on your website?
Mm-hmm. It's diaryofapsychicmedium.com under books. And if you click that, there should be a little description about the book and the link where you can purchase it.
Good job.
Thank you.
Yay.
Exciting.
It's already posted on Three's a Charm page for you.
Woo-hoo! Oh, you're so good.
She's on it, man.
Yeah.
Okay, I have to refresh my page. So I'm Michelle McKenzie, and I am a life coach, and I help women who are looking for ways of really pushing through some big challenges or discovering their life goals and purposes. We have fun. We get to the bottom, the nitty-grittiest stuff, and we get it done. And I'm a Reiki master and a card reader, and I also read for animals. So that's me in a nutshell. And my website is mypurposepath.com.
Ah, very good.
Thank you.
And I'm trying to get my son to give me my cards that are right there. But is Sue Ellis Soller, and I'm an angel tarot and oracle card reader, a certified transformational coach, and a Reiki master, and also a business mentor, which Beth's going to be picking up here in the near future. As far as, you know, with the spiritual business spotlight group and everything like that. So, I'm trying to think of my brain is like, ooh. So I usually, you know, for the most part, I like doing whatever reading comes my way. You know, I won't say that I focus on love or I get a lot of love questions. But, yeah, I usually like to talk to people about whatever's bothering them. And, you know, we can come to a resolution or a place where the person feels a little bit better about where he or she is at in life. So that's kind of my mission. So, and so I
That's
thought,
cool.
Yeah. So today, I wanted to tell our listeners a little bit about our change that we're looking at, too, if you ladies don't mind. So, okay. Because I've been really kind of almost crying disappointed that we haven't been able to take callers lately, and that Because that's what we're here for. You know, part of it is the three of us like to chat, and we could probably talk for hours together. But part of it, right?
Right.
But part of it is really helping people with, you know, the issues that they're facing in life and their problems. And they call in, and then for me, it's like kind of like, oh, my gosh, because they're sitting there buffering. And so I haven't been able to pick up calls lately, and that's kind of the thing. So we are looking at different formats. So you'll want to keep an eye on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/threesacharmreaders, and I'm going to put that in the information. The episode information so that people have that link. And so in the future, we are going to be doing our Three is a Charm in a different format. And so we're trying to find the best format, but for the time being, you can find us on the Facebook page, and we can do some readings there. We can also pick up, you know, if the readings aren't working during the time that we're doing our show, then we can pick those readings up in the group. And then also we can create the events in the group and keep people informed, you know, especially when we're doing fun things like, you know, Michelle, you've got that psychic fair coming up, and Melody has her new book coming out. So we're really going to start using the Facebook group a lot more as like a communication center for our fans. So, yay, I'm excited.
Yay. Woo-hoo. Yay, that's terrific. That's terrific. So if people out there could share the page, that would be wonderful, and get your friends involved if you like to tell them that you're interested in tarot. Get your friends involved. So that would all be, that'll make it a real fun community.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I think one of us is checking in that group every day so we can see, you know, we put little things that we see that we found really interesting, and then we also can check and see what you all need and, yeah, invite you into the conversation and into the party too.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. That's why we're here.
Yes. And, you know, in the spirit of new beginnings, we are rolling into spring right now. So, ladies, do you have any kind of spring feeling?
You know, we had so much snow yesterday, I just can't think spring. And it looks like we're going to get more, and this is Northern California. But the daffodils are up. I'm kind of ready.
Well, for me, I've been really drawn to the color pink lately, and I don't know why. So, like, the clothes I notice I'm buying have a lot of floral in them and a lot of pink, and a lot of stones I'm reaching for has the color pink. And so I didn't even think that spring was coming. I didn't even think about the season. So I'm assuming subconsciously my mind's like, oh, that's like a floral kind of shirt. Grab that. I'm very attracted to that. And that's pink. Mm-hmm. I normally don't buy pink at all, but for some reason I'm really drawn to the color pink.
Interesting.
Nice.
What kind of stones are they? Are they the quartz?
Oh, like rose quartz?
Rose quartz?
Like rose quartz. I just grabbed them. And I guess you can count like the Himalayan pink salt.
I have
a huge chunk of that I just been going to as my favorite stones for the, you know, for the week. It's just like, wow, I'm really drawn to the color pink, and I don't know why. And probably because Sue said spring's coming. It makes sense.
Yeah, I guess so. So when is spring? It's April?
Oh,
or March 21st?
Yeah, it should be March 21st should be like the spring.
God, I should know that.
Because
it's the same every year, isn't it?
Usually. Okay.
It's kind of like Christmas.
Sorry, it's the equinox. It's not the solstice, and it's going to be on the 20th of March.
The 20th. Okay.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, and I mean, I've been really feeling it. Like I don't know if it's just because I live in like a really agricultural area, or because I get the seasonal affective depression. But like, I'm all like looking at the ground, like, oh, the roots are, you know, the little green buds are starting to come up, and then we have the willows by us with the little furry thingies on them.
Oh,
yeah,
I love willows. So.
But,
yeah.
Yeah, they're beautiful. It's one of my favorite trees. But the temperature is like negative 10 right now, and we've got snow. So. Yeah.
Wow. You have winter.
We have winter.
It's real winter. I can't believe that we're talking like in, 22 days it's going to be spring. Of course, spring is a wild time anyway.
Mm-hmm. Here they say April, April, macht was er will. So that means April, April, it does what it wants to do. So.
I like that. You need to post that.
Okay. So hopefully I get the
spelling
article right. But I've also been really, like, in the mood to, like, clean out, organize, like, get rid of anything. And, like, the fasting time right now that they do in the church, that's, like, you know, really common, like the...
For Lent?
Yeah. And so you get rid of anything that's not working for you anymore. And, you know, like, the hardcore traditional people do fast during this period as well. So it's like a cleansing of...
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I did my whole 30 just a tad too soon then.
Oh, I did it then too. I was hoping to do it again this month.
I'm thinking about transitioning to paleo.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about my diet too. That's funny.
Yeah.
I've been seeing what works, what doesn't work. And me and my partner have been going through the same thing, like, okay, what works, what doesn't work. There's time to make changes, definitely.
Right. My clients are asking a lot about that too. They're saying, well, I have weight goals that I'd like to work on.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's on everyone's mind, possibly because we all get this way when spring is coming, and we're thinking we're going to have to uncover, and it's not going to be pretty. So we've got to think about what's going in the mouth.
It's kind of like, and if you're doing like a cleanse, it's cleaning of the body, so that makes sense. I know when I was gone, I also redid four rooms in the house. I know I mentioned that before, but redoing four rooms, like taking everything out, painting them, and then redecorating them, and then getting rid of what I didn't want or what I didn't find pleasing to the eye, or if I wasn't even using it, I just got rid of it and I just wanted to start fresh. So cleansing of the body, cleansing of the workspace or your home, cleansing of your mental mindset. I'm also like, you know, wondering like mental patterns in my head, like, okay, what serves me, what doesn't serve me, what behavioral things do I need to reflect on and look at, what do I need to get rid of that's not healthy for me. So like all around, all different things.
That's excellent. That's good for all of us to do. And if what I'm trying to remind myself of along that same line is if I pull something out of a cupboard and think, why is this still here? Then I immediately walk out to the garage and put it in my box to donate. So I'm trying to get into that.
Yeah, I do that too. I have a donate box too that I'm just throwing stuff in there all the time now.
Yeah. Yes, I've got little things and big things, different size boxes. It feels good.
It does.
And it's one of those big keys to decluttering your life and your home. And I guess that's what spring is about, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's a fresh start with no mistakes, as Anne Shirley of Anne of Green Gables used to say. Should say, tomorrow is a new day with no mistakes.
Oh, I love that.
I know. I love those movies and books.
Definitely. Should we take a caller who's been waiting? Hopefully they are still there and we're able to take them.
I can hardly wait to see. I want to see if it works.
Okay. Yeah, me too. I'm really curious. So
yeah.
Let's see.
Okay.
La, 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 la. Oh, hello. Thank you for holding.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yay. Huzzah.
We can hear you.
What is your name?
Hi, my name is Keith from Georgia.
I'm sorry, I missed it.
Keisha.
Keisha?
Oh, hi, Keisha. How are you?
I'm fine.
I'm glad you're here. What's your question?
Yeah. Okay, I get a general read-in.
A general. Okay.
Sure.
Okay. This next sound you hear is everyone shuffling.
I'm shuffling.
All right.
I will go ahead. Oh, go ahead.
Nope, you go ahead, Michelle. Go ahead. Yep.
Okay. So what I see here is is a situation. Somebody, it looks like a man who is in charge of things.
Right.
And it could be money is actually what I'm seeing, but it could also be how things are going in the family, or it's somebody who's in charge of something important, work. And then I see that it could be a really good partnership, and, you know, all partnerships have to compromise. So I'm picking up the need for compromise. And I'm also getting a new beginning. So it sounds like that is going to be the result of this man and this partnership, this relationship, is there's going to be some real compassion and understanding of each other.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
No, but when is he coming so I can start making some money?
Okay, well, I'm going to pass this on to the next person.
Thank you.
Sure. Sue, Melody.
Which one do you want to go next?
Well, I also got this generosity thing, and that your financial situation and stability is a really big thought on your mind right now. And basically, in order to gain the stability, you've been kind of trying to figure out what options that you have to move forward. And I see it's really important for you to start talking to your friends a lot more about exactly what you're looking for. Because I feel like you're going to get an opportunity to work with other people, and this could be what Michelle is kind of alluding to in her reading. But like on
so
a collaborative. Yeah.
Okay.
So, I'm seeing the end of April as the potential for that, but you really want to use your intuition.
No, you're right. It's spot on. I said, you know what? It's not going to happen to April. April, May.
Okay.
That's exactly what I was just thinking before I got on this call. Yeah, so I did.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
All right. Well, thank you so much for everything. You guys stay blessed.
Okay, you too.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Keisha. Bye-bye. Melody, did you have anything to add?
I got the same thing. The first card that kind of struck to me was the present card, which was all about finance and money and career. So I think that's what we all got.
Yeah.
And then I got what Sue kind of got of using your intuition. She needs to have patience. So that might mean the timeline that Sue was giving is going to be the end of not this month or next month, probably April. So she needs to have patience and use the intuition. I do see something kind of like a get-together or an event or could be a wedding, could be a celebration, but that's where she's going to decide what she should do in terms of her decision-making. So I don't know if it'll be a meet-and-greet for career or money or a personal meet-and-greet or party, but that's when she's going to start looking at her relationships, whether they're work relationships or personal relationships. She's going to have to make a decision. I do see somebody later, either around her now or potentially in the future, who is of a masculine energy, what Michelle was touching on. Very motivational, very ambitious, with a lot of strength, a person who is very well-rounded. This could be financial or it could be romantic. But because I want to lean more towards either financial or possibly both in terms of career, because that's the card that stuck out to me when I pulled it from the present situation. As for Keisha herself, I see her as a fiery, confident person, but she still has to have patience. Things are looking fairly good from the cards what are put in front of me, but she just has to have patience. And in the long term, hopefully, I do see her concerns disappearing in time. So that was my reading for her.
That's always nice.
Yeah. So if you're listening, Keisha, that was my reading for you.
Yay! I think she's still here.
Out there.
So.
Yeah. Oh, it looks like we have some inbox.
Oh, do we?
Yes. Let's see who's there, who's got a question for us. And it's loading, it's loading. Okay.
I don't see anything
new. I'm not seeing a new one. No, I'm not.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but this is a wonderful time, and I think that, you know, how we're going through this cold snap, like you're in California, Michelle, and, you know, we here in Austria, and there's even snow in Rome right now. So, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a very odd thing. But I think that, too, that encourages, you know, sometimes we I'm trying to figure out how to say this. Like, okay, so sometimes we try to continue on with patterns that aren't serving us, like me and my chocoholic addiction, you know?
You know, how is that not serving you? That
you're
is a
so
good thing.
Brave for coming forward to you. I commend you. The first.
Oh my gosh. But you know, so it's something, and we were talking about the Whole 30 earlier, and I didn't have sugar for like a whole month, and for me that is like, bomb, bomb, bomb. You know, that's huge.
God, it was hard.
Yeah, yeah.
Not
but
at
it
first.
Was good.
It was.
Yes, yes.
So are you chewing chocolate now?
Am I chewing it right now? No.
No.
Will I say that I had a handful of chocolate chips today? That's quite possible.
Oh.
Possibler.
But, oh, how funny.
You know, like this cold snap and everything, it... You know, there are times when, like, the plants start to surface and everything, and they're just, there are parts of it that need to, like, kind of die off in order to strengthen the plant. And that happens, like, later on. It happens all through the cycle of the plant. I'm, like, getting all into my gardening and everything like that. But
yeah,
a lot of times you need to prune things that don't serve the health of the overall, you know, being or whatever. So
right.
That's a part of it too, is this deep freeze might be actually an encouragement for us to look deeper into what we're kind of saying. Oh, I can just have a little handful of chocolate chips today. It's not going to hurt anything. So,
right.
But, yeah.
Well, especially with the new moon a couple weeks ago, or less than a couple weeks ago, that new moon on the 15th. So things were kind of high there of just trying to get rid of stuff.
I think it was in Pisces even. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Emotional time. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yes. The person who does my hair, she was like, okay, I was emotional. I don't know. I'm feeling more emotional. I'm like, we just had a new moon. And she's just like, does that affect anything? I'm like, yes, it does. I was like, you're a Pisces, you're a water sign. So you're always going to have your ups and downs. But this particular time it's a little stronger. So yeah, it's good to be aware of it though. It's good to be like, okay, I know I'm just going through, you know, the motions right now. I'm going through the moon phases right now, just to be prepared mentally. And then when it calms down, you can go like, okay, I see what it's like now to go through a couple weeks of emotional highs and lows.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not Mercury in retrograde yet, is it?
No, I don't think so.
No, I hope not. It would just be fun.
I know that would explain the technical issues, but...
Yes.
But I don't think so. Let me look. I'll look it up while we're talking, see what the dates are.
I'm all like, you're type sasser.
March, it looks like March 22nd to April 15th. So,
oh,
tax season
right
on April 15th.
Tax season.
And it's going to be the sign of Aries. It's going to be that one. Yeah, it's a tough one. Yeah.
That's me.
Oof, it's going to be strong.
I know. Oof. Oof is right.
And then the next one's mine, my sign. It's the July 25th through August 18th, sign of Leo. So,
in
the sign of Leo. So.
We're going to have to do a show during that cycle and talk about the good side of Mercury going retrograde. Because there have to be things
benefits,
that benefit us.
Definitely. I'm going to put this in the group, too, because the three, so that people can see the little Mercury retrograde tracker.
So
yeah.
Should we take
the last
one call
DVD
and then
for me?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that last record grade was like, oh my god.
That was when I got hacked. And And I am so like, oh my gosh, it's Mercury retrograde. Why don't I just redo my whole website? Yay, me! And then I'm like, oh. Okay, let's take another call because Sue's sugar high is showing. Don't mind me and my sugar high. Hang on a second. You can do it. I believe.
Oh, you're breaking up.
It's breaking.
No.
Oh, Sue.
We lost her.
No. Sue, call back.
You're breaking up.
Oh. Okay, hang on. I think.
Okay.
Keep
breathing. Oh, that's better.
Minimum.
Now you're breaking up again.
No.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Hello? Hi, this is just a caller.
Oh, hi, caller.
Hello, caller.
Hey, what's your name?
My name is Carrie.
Kelly?
Carrie with a K-E-R-I.
Okay, Carrie. What's your question today, Carrie?
Well, I was just listening in, and it's funny that two of the things that you just mentioned. I'm a Leo as well. My birthday's August 6th, and I've been feeling some of the frenetic energy since the eclipses of last summer. I, too, was hacked in the fall. I was looking for new job opportunities, and I just had a transitional period the past couple of years, a couple losses close to me, some new found responsibilities. So I'll be 33 this year, but I think my life just learned a lot of life lessons, sort of things you can't learn in a book or if you're going to work, just sort of who you become happens, no matter what age you are. Some people never go through it, and, I went through a lot. I wanted to see any messages that you may have for, the upcoming maybe couple of months. I wouldn't even go as far to say 6, but maybe before the next eclipse season or Mercury retrograde, rather, in the summer.
Okay.
Well, I would be turning 33 this year as well. So.
Oh. Wow. I'm the crone.
You too. Happy birthday. You're the crone. No, you're not.
I'm the crone. Yes, I am. I'm
going to
be.
Oh, I thought you said you're the crow. I'm like, you're the crow.
The crone.
Like the old crow.
The old crone.
No, I love mother mating crone. Yes, I get it.
Yeah. Next month, I turn 66.
Wow.
I know. Okay. Oops. I'm getting warbled.
Yeah, I hear people breaking up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Carrie, can you hear us?
Can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Yes, I
okay.
Can.
Okay, I've got a really bad reception now.
Yeah, I hear you. You're going in and out, Michelle.
Oh, how's that?
That's better.
Okay, I do not know what's going on.
I don't either.
Okay. So did you want to go first, Melody?
Sure, I can go first. So I see possibly in the past that you have unwilling probably to make a decision about something. You've been wrestling with something for a while. And right now, I don't know if it's career-wise. I'm getting more of like career and study and knowledge-wise that you want to do something, but either people around you or yourself is psyching yourself out about what you should believe and keep doing. And I'm being told you should not stop wanting to do that. Keep doing it, even though people are saying, this is silly, or you've done it, or yourself is telling yourself, okay, I can't keep doing this. but you want to do it. But practical, logical-wise, you keep telling yourself, no, I'm going to tell you to keep going with it. Kind of like give birth to your dreams in a way and nurture yourself through your passions. I'm also getting that you're a very dependable, successful person when you want to be, like that's your strength, that you are pretty much, even though you're a fire sign, you're down to earth. So you are great when you hit the books. You are great when you are a dependable friend. You're great when you do that, you can be a very successful person. And right now you might not be feeling the benefits of that, but I am seeing that there will, that the feeling that you're feeling of the fog or not feeling like yourself of that patient, successful, dependable person will lift. So it, the end of that difficult situation will come to a pass. It will end. You will get out of that fog eventually. I'm also seeing, I want to say a male around you. He's very brilliant, professional, diplomatic. This also may be into regards of your, I don't want to say romantic, but I'm going to say it could be either when you go to school or when you go take this job or when you go stimulate your mind, this person might be there as a teacher or mentor, or it could be romantic. But I do see a male there. He's very professional, so that's why I'm leaning toward, more towards the intelligent side. But this person does have a little bit of an ego. And so don't let this person's ego think you're not good enough, if that makes sense. Like, don't
that would
let
be
this...
my current. Yeah.
Okay.
His birthday was yesterday, actually, but my father's in spirit, and he reminds me of my dad a lot in those aspects, but yes, the ego's there.
Yeah, and so if that's the case, then he might have given you a lot of, you kind of look up to him maybe for teachings and knowledge and wisdom, because I'm seeing, because I'm not leaning more towards a romantic, because he's more of a person you can look up to and take knowledge from, but he does have a little bit of an ego on him. So don't make take that personally is what I want to say.
Right. Like I just think
him being him. Yeah.
Nothing
to do with you. So don't take it into yourself. It's kind of like a false sense of entrapment to give yourself negative thoughts. So don't.
Sense.
Yeah, don't do that. But that's what I see right now. And where you're going to thrive is your knowledge and your patience and your dependability and just a lot of success when it comes to your knowledge and financial and career matters, and don't give up your dreams is what I'm seeing. So keep with
That's
it,
great.
And things will start looking great, hopefully,
That's
potentially.
Great. I do have a choice to make, and I have done it in the past, and it was something that is part of my family, and I really didn't get to talk to my father in detail about it, but his father was in the same profession. I was a flight attendant formerly. And I have done also a career where I went to college and I, you know, I have a degree, worked as a paralegal and, you know, I've been applying here and it's just none of those jobs are working. It just doesn't seem to be clicking. So it's like I always look back and say, well, that opportunity is still there to go fly again. Why am I putting it off? So that makes a lot of sense.
And if that's what you want to do and that's where you're getting drawn to and you feel like that's a little bit of a passion, you need to go to that no matter what anybody says. They might say, well, that's not practical or you have a degree in this. Why are you going over here? You just got to say, because I want to, period.
Right.
Just
because
I want to.
Thank you. That means a lot.
You're welcome.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, because I see, you know, right in the center of this, you know, a lot of motivation in order to go forward, but that you don't have to do everything on your own, that you can look to other people to help you. And in the future, it really seems like you want to take the energy more from your head to your heart, because sometimes it just feels like doing the overanalysis of everything is kind of keep running you into brick walls. And once you allow that yourself to go more on your intuition, as Melody was saying, then you might be able to make a breakthrough, and then that would allow you to kind of move forward in a way that you've been waiting for. So...
yeah, it's a lot of trust issues, I think, that hold me back. And my significant other and I, we actually, we have a property that we own together that was in my life, it's a childhood property, and they're rentals, actually. So there's some business here that could be done, and it's been a little bit of stagnation. And I believe it's just some external influences. And I think I just held back because I'm afraid to look the other way, per se, by focusing on myself and my dreams and, you know, leaving it all to him. But he is supportive of that, so I have to trust that. You know, that's part of my own issue, I think. So that makes absolute sense.
Right. Well, also, don't allow yourself to, you know, you want to put that trust in everything there. But I would also make sure that you keep your eye on all of the sheets and numbers and everything like that. So if he's managing it.
I have that.
Okay, good, good, definitely.
Well, it's just that he has a career, he's a firefighter, and he also had a business previously. And my father, he actually had his own business. So I grew up in that kind of a lifestyle. And, you know, so I just see that it can be done. And it's just that he gets advice sometimes. Sometimes even our family members are your family. That's just a hard position for myself to be in, because I have such issues from after my father's passing and how his family, his brothers treated me. You know, you can't trust everyone. And you don't, just because they're your blood, sometimes they don't have your best interests in mind.
Right.
You know, sometimes people go for other, you know, different motivations. And, you know, I don't want him to get, you have to learn for yourself. You know, it's not one of those things you can really teach someone.
Right.
But, yeah, okay, so I've tried to protect it. And I feel as though if I leave or go and do that, then hopefully that he won't get taken advantage of, I guess you could say. But leave it to the universe. He's got to learn those lessons himself, too.
I say 50-50 on the truth of that, you know, because you always want to keep your finger on the pulse when it comes to, like, financial situations and you know, sometimes it's just you want to put the trust in and everything there, and you do that, but at the same time, you also have to watch out for your own interests in this.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. Okay. Okay.
And it's finding the balance between that, because we're here. I mean, we both own it. So, but I don't want my life to be in stagnation any longer. So it's just protecting my interests and still being free to go do as I choose.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's good. Then you have the freedom and the stability of the foundation. So that's really good.
Right.
So, yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you both very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, and good luck.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Take care.
You too.
Hello.
Hello, Michelle.
Hello.
Hello. I think we are having some nice weather issues today.
We are. God, I couldn't hear anything.
Yeah, and half of the time I was desperately trying to get back in. So, yeah. So, like we said, like we were talking about, you know, kind of clearing, creating new things, but at least we are taking calls today, which is so happy. I was so happy to get back on.
Yes.
Here. Melody taking the reins and doing her thing. I was like, awesome.
Yay.
Yay. So. And, you know, for us, too, we can always jump in when we're able to, because, you know, we're pulling the cards, we're tuning into the energy, and it's just kind of seeing how what we pull actually fits in for the caller. So, definitely good for that. So, we have one more caller waiting if you ladies would like to try, or should we?
The keyword,
no, do it. Do it fast.
Okay.
before we can.
Yeah.
What are those sounds? Okay. Do you have a parrot?
No, I have a pair of kids. Not a parakeet, a pair of kids. Oh, no. They have decided that right now is the time to get all excited and happy and play with the dog and do somersaults on the couch.
Yay.
And I'm just like, I'm sitting here like with shaking my fist backwards at them.
Well, it's hard not to appreciate their joie de vivre.
Yeah. It could have better timing. I mean, they could be quiet all day long.
Yeah.
You know. So, and then you can probably hear my dog going, arr, over there. So,
Puppies.
Yeah. Puppies. I have three of them. No. Two boys and one dog. So.
They're all puppies.
Yep.
Uh-oh, I heard that.
Yeah, it's either him whining or the... So I am going to bring the new caller on, and I am going to put you guys on hold while I go beat my children. No, I won't beat them, of course, but I will quiet them down. So. One moment, please. Okay, area code 251 caller. Hi, how are you today?
Oh, hi, I'm fine.
Hello.
Yeah. What was all that noise? I can't hear.
That is joy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we can't hear either. What's your name?
My name is Risha, R-A-S-H-A, and calling about... a job relocation for my husband and myself, if you see that in the making.
Okay.
Let's shuffle. Well, this is Sue, and I can say that right now, I mean, I can definitely see that there's been, you know, kind of a your motivation has kind of dwindled because you're, you know, at some point in time, you feel like all these options that you've explored and pursued should have panned out a little bit better than they have. And...
Mm-hmm.
So you're just really kind of at the point where you're throwing your hands up in the air and you're saying something's got to happen because we can't continue on in the way that we are right now.
Right.
One thing I would warn against, though, is, you know, I do feel like part of what you've been considering is actually moving or uprooting yourself, perhaps going to live near children. And also you really have to be very much more, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, you have to really be honest and evaluate what you're spending money on and how that is affecting your financial bottom line and whether or not you're going to be able to actually start what you're looking for. I do see after a period of imbalance, you will find that financial security, and you might have a little bit of a false start before you really hit the ground. So it's coming, but it's going to require digging deep, cutting out what you don't need, being really very honest about how you're spending your money, and tightening things up so that you can, you know, kind of invest in moving forward is what I see.
Well, no. He still has a job. He's applied for another job in another state. I'm wondering if that's going to come through. No, we're all set financially. Don't have any issues with finances. So I don't know where that's coming from.
Okay, because
cool.
I do. Okay. I do see imbalance.
Okay. Yeah, no, there isn't any. No, we're okay financially. You're really on top of the situation. So you don't see a move coming down.
Well, I did mention that, you know, uprooting yourself might cause some problems for you. And I'm not really sure if mm-hmm. what you're headed mm-hmm. towards is actually the way that they're describing it. You know, so if you were to move, if you were to uproot, if that would
right.
actually be causing some imbalance.
Yeah, there's always adjustments to make when you move. Yeah, so. All right, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Best of luck to you. So, Michelle or Melody, do you have anything to add? I think my dog has something to add here.
Do you want to go? I can go. Or
I'm good.
Okay.
Go ahead.
It looks like you might have trouble having a balance of things, whether it's a balance of your emotions, a balance of mental versus physical, or mental versus emotional. I do see that what Sue said, I'm getting the same thing of you're kind of hesitant of holding back, of going forward, kind of second-guessing yourself. And that might be kind of bothersome for you in terms of you really want to complete a goal. I do see that you're going to have to gather some inner strength, or you will gather inner strength because of this time of how you want things to happen. You want things to go forward, but something's holding it back. This will give you strength. So you're going through this for there's a reason for everything. And part of that reason is going to be you're going to gather more strength. I do see that I want to say you and your husband, I want to include both of you, that you're both very, you can be very logical but yet impulsive and curious. You both want to cut through this situation and go steadfast forward. But I'm getting what Sue's getting is that I don't see a move in my cards. I don't get that feeling. I do want to say start building that confidence in you and your husband. Build that confidence with each other. I don't want you guys to have a mindset of this isn't going to work, it's not going to happen, or because we're not moving, nothing's going to happen for us. I want you to start motivating each other and kind of really kind of tag teaming each other about motivating and say, we can do it, we can do it, we can do it. Be your own guys' cheerleader. Because if you start being a hermit and you start cutting yourself off from everybody, that's going to work to your disadvantage. I also see that you want a happy, stable household. But something's coming in the middle, something's procrastinating that. Maybe that's what we're talking about now, this little pause. But I want you to review why you want this so badly, why you think you need this, why are we doing things? And it's not necessarily means what you want is bad, but just review why you want to do it. It's because you think A is going to get you to B, or do you think it's more of what you think your life should be like, things like that. So I really want you to, this is more of I want to say more of a balance, like I said before, but also a mental thing of we're going to get through this. Even though we're not going to get what we think we want, we're going to get what we need. Keep that in mind constantly, because if you don't, everything's going to work against you. So I want you to be more positive and have that strength that I was talking about, what you're going to eventually get out of all this. So that's what I'm getting.
Okay. Yeah. So thank you for holding. It's always interesting when, you know, sometimes when you are offered an opportunity to move across country or even across the town sometimes, but it just really does throw things off. So you sell your house, you know, put your investments and everything kind of up in the air for a little bit. So yeah, it's like she said, it's always a period of imbalance. And like you said, Melody, too, that she has to be, they have to be really positive about it and support each other and really figure out what their motivation is, and
right, or the motivation of other people too. Like,
yeah, exactly.
You know, the people who have, you know, who has this opportunity, what's their motives for you guys, and what's the motive
right.
for yourself? So.
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely. And we can only, you know, like the caller before this one that we were talking to, she had, you know, her business established and everything like that, and she put it into somebody else's hands to trust. And so you always want to make sure, you know, that everybody's on the same page and that you can trust the people that you have everything with, but you still want to keep an eye on it because it's not only that person, it's also the system and, you know, the financial advisors and, you know, so it can be
right.
so multi-layered.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It might be, you know, another person connected to it. So you might trust, like you're saying, you might trust that one person. You could be best friends with that person, but maybe it's not up to your best friend. Maybe it's the person above the best friend out of that you guys don't know about. Or, you
right.
know, fate just had everything all muddled up where one thing didn't work, another thing didn't work. So it's just, like you said, so many layers to one thing. That's why it's important to also trust your intuition as well. If something feels off, don't be afraid to question it.
Right.
In a tactful way.
Yeah, but that's a really good point to tune into your intuition.
Right. Well, and also, you know, as much as we use our intuition, as much as we, you know, work on a feeling level, we also have to be pragmatic. We live in an environment that, you know, we have to take care of, our finances and our homes. And, you know, so even though I might have, an intuitive hit that something in my house is going to, you know, I don't even want to say that because something in my house is going to be awesome and it's going to fix itself and I'm never going to have to worry
yes.
about it again. You know, uh-huh. I'm all like law of attraction. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Danger Will Robinson. But it's really like the point of combining the intuition. So it's really combining the intuition with the modern day needs, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, ladies, it's almost time to wrap up. So why don't you again tell people who you are and how to get a hold of you, please?
Do you want me to go first? Michelle, first?
Might as well go.
Sure. Okay. you can reach me at diaryofapsychicmedium@gmail.com or you can visit my website, diaryofapsychicmedium.com. There you'll find different things. It's mostly like a blog posting. I'm a psychic medium, card reader, dream interpreter. So just shoot me an email if you are inclined to get a reading from one of those. I know that I put myself on pause for a little bit. So I'll be in a few days, the first week of March, I will be open to any type of reading. I know I got an inquiry about a reading and I was like, oh God, I gotta take a mental break. So the first week of March and then on, I should be open for any type of readings that you were looking for. So just shoot me an email.
Yay.
Sounds fabulous. And you, Michelle?
Michelle McKenzie, you can go over to my website at mypurposepath.com if you'd like to know more about my coaching and my Reiki, or if you want to know more just general stuff and just follow me, you can do that on Facebook on My Purpose Path, and I look forward to connecting with you. Thanks.
Yay. Thank you, ladies. And I am Sue. You can email me at sue@sueellissaller.com. And I do tarot, angel, and oracle card readings. I'm a transformational life coach, so that usually winds its way into my readings. And I'm also a Reiki master and, a business development mentor for spiritual and sensitive business people. So I'll be talking more about that in the future. And I want to say thank you, ladies, so much for your patience
thank
today,
you,
especially.
Sue. Thank you.
Thank you, Sue, for letting us be on your show.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, you're welcome. It's our show. So.
Oh.
It's not just me. It's you guys, too. So.
So everybody needs to keep an eye out for what changes are in the mix. So
yes.
Check our page, our Facebook, Threes a Charm, Threes a Charm Readers on Facebook. And that's
Yay.
All one word. There's no punctuation in it. Just go to Facebook.com/ Threes a Charm Readers. Woohoo!
Yes.
And all of the email addresses and the Facebook page are listed in the information about this episode today. So if you didn't catch a letter or anything like that, you can always find it on the information. So,
yeah.
Ladies,
thank you
so much for much
thank
again.
You.
Hey, take care,
Yay.
Guys. Goodbye,
Yay.
Wonderful listeners.
Bye.
Bye.
Until next time.
Bye-bye. Until we meet again. Bye. Henry, it could really hurt Spot if you pick him up by the neck. I know you don't want to hurt him, and that's why I'm telling you. So did I yell at you? I said, stop. I said, don't do that.